You're looking at things like the Spa Hotel, obviously lots of heritage and history, the penthouses we're on, which the town is famous for, things like Trinity Theatre, Assembly Hall Theatre, the High Street. It's all of the things people know and love, and that's what's important for us.
And if I'm right in saying, I think there's one for Canterbury as well, isn't there?
There is, yeah. I actually done the Canterbury edition myself 3 years ago, so it's, yeah.
Ah, there you go. So what I was going to ask with that in mind is, are there any other plans for any other sort of Kent-based Monopoly games?
I think it's up to people to come and tell us what they want to see. You know, it's just the way Royal Tunbridge Wells appeared. It's important for people to say what towns, what cities they would like to see within Kent for them, because it's important people have something that they can treasure that's their own.
And so why is it important to kind of do these sort of localised boards? Because everyone knows the London version of Monopoly. Why is it specifically good to introduce it in local towns?
Well, I think, first of all, the longevity of Monopoly is essential. It's 82 years old, actually, this year. So it's been around forever. It's the perfect offline game where you... In a society of gamification, everyone's on their phones, it gets the family together. And the London edition's fantastic, of course we love that. But these are the places that you go and eat, you go and work, you go to school, you study at, you play sports, you shop. It just creates a more personalised feel, and you'll find that people keep these games forever.
And from our own perspective, KMFM actually has a community chess square on the board. I just wondered if you could kind of talk me through that a little bit.
We know you're really important to the community and spreading awareness and news, so it's important to recognise that. Fortunately for you guys, you're on a square that doesn't have a value, so some would say you're priceless.
That's one way of looking at it. And in terms of the build-up for this, I mean, it's been going on for quite some time now. Are you looking forward to seeing the final product out in the shops?
Yeah, I'm so excited. So putting the board together has been fantastic for me, meeting loads and loads of people, spending lots of time in Royal Tunbridge Wells. And I've really enjoyed it thoroughly. It's a sigh of relief in some ways, but such massive excitement to see everyone and how well it's been embraced this morning.